Today's date is May 18th of 09. If you'll state your name and your date of birth.
My name is Jim Hughley. I was born on November the 7th in 1916, Election Day. Woodrow Wilson was reelected to his second term. And thank goodness my mother didn't name me Woody.
Where are we today, recording this?
The old Phil Tower building, the building that Waite Phillips built and had his office on the top floor, then later gave it to the Boy Scouts.
Yep. Let's talk about your background and how you came to Oklahoma. Your mother and father, talk about them and their names.
My mother and father were from a little town in Tennessee, Gallatin, Tennessee. It's right out of Nashville, pretty little town. He was a young, aggressive farmer, and he had several ventures in the farm business, and then the Depression of the 20s caught up with him, and he went west to try to find a different life. So he came out to Oklahoma in the early 20s and worked in the oil field. I mean, he worked out in the field, just wherever the rigs were, that's where he was. And after about 4 years, he came back and got us, the family. I have two older sisters. One of them is still alive at 96. The other one died at 88.
Did you state your father's name?
My father's name was Jim Hughley, too, so I'm a junior.
And then your mother's name?
My mother's name was Margaret. She was from Nashville, Tennessee. Her last name was Corbett. And they were married in Gallatin. My older sister was born in 1912.
He'd been out here in Texas, in the oil fields.
Well, everywhere, Arkansas, Texas, Louisiana, wherever the work was. I mean, they just pick up their family and move them to the next town and put them in the next school. This went on for a short while, and then finally he was working in Seminole. He had an opportunity to go to work for Tom Slick, legendary Tom Slick, who I'm sure you've heard of.
Tell us who Tom Slick was.
Tom Slick was the world's greatest wildcatter. He sold out when he was in his early 40s for over $40 million. And he was the king of the wildcatters. And I've got a lot of literature on him. He very generous, very close. I mean, he made no great show of wealth. But he did a lot of interesting things. He had come out here from Pennsylvania. He had three children, two sons and a daughter. And I was in high school with. So it just goes on from there. My father stayed with him through the Oklahoma City field, and when Mr. Slick died, they started a company called Transwestern Oil Company, which later went into Sunray. Transwestern moved the headquarters to San Antonio, so he moved with them, but stayed in business with the two boys and myself, and made some oil plays, one of them particularly in Mississippi, Tinsley Field. We're close personal friends, too. All of them are dead but me.
Your father went back and he moved the family here to Oklahoma?
Yeah, he moved them to Oklahoma, wherever the rigs were. I think I went to school in about four different towns in Oklahoma. He would bring the family into a bigger town, and then he'd work in the oil field, and in the summertime he'd come back and we'd be close together. When I was in the seventh grade, we moved to Oklahoma City, and I spent my seventh grade through high school and college living in Oklahoma City, and then later in San Antonio. Then I went in the Army.
So your elementary school, where was that?
Everywhere.
And probably made several moves in 1 year?
Yeah.
But then your high school, that was in Oklahoma City?
I went to Classen High School in Oklahoma City, Harding Junior High School. Classen was a very famous old school.
And then on to college?
Went to OU. I got out of OU and went to work for my brother-in-law, who was a drilling contractor up in Kansas, and we just made the rig around there for a while, and then they moved it up to Illinois and over to Indiana. I stayed with that until I got into this thing down in Mississippi. We moved the rigs down there, and then I went in the Army from there and stayed for 4 years.
You remember where you were when you heard about Pearl Harbor?
Yeah. I was driving from Jackson, Mississippi to Tulsa. All day long, I heard it.
Then at what point did you enter the military?
I stayed out because I was working in the oil fields. I could have stayed out longer, but I went in 42.
So you got an exemption then because of the oil?
Yeah, for a year, and then I went in and served 4 years.
You would have been about 24 years old then. 25 in 1941.
Yeah, that's about right.
Tell us about your military. What did you do there?
I didn't get shot, and I didn't get shot at that I know of. I just did what they told me to do, and it was not very exciting, except for the final part of it. I took a troop ship from California, and we got to Honolulu, and they dropped the H-bomb. So we thought we'd all come around and come home, but we kept right on going and got to the Philippines. Stayed there for a while, and then went into Japan. Then spent Christmas of 1945 in Yokohama, and then got out shortly thereafter. By then, my family had moved to Tulsa. So I came here and found a pretty little girl that would marry me.
And what was her name?
Jocelyn Moser. We had three boys, Jimmy, Bobby, and Freddie. These kids were all teenagers when she died. Then I remarried Eileen Warren. Maiden name was Aruni, and she'd lost her husband. She had three kids, and they were all about the same age, and we've been married over 40 years.